This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
It is here. I am very excited.
Are we getting, at least as Kansas City football fans, quite possibly the biggest weekend of football in the first weekend of football with a Chiefs game on a Friday night? Kicking off the season.
KUMU tomorrow.
KUMU tomorrow.
At 2:30, nationally televised.
It's going to be amazing.
It's a great weekend.
What do you got for Sunday? Oh, I'm sorry. Pittsburgh plays at noon.
I don't care.
Who?
I think you mispronounced the Dolphins.
Pittsburgh plays at noon. So I'm very excited.
Are they any good this year?
No, they're going to be terrible. They have a 42-year-old quarterback, Dan.
Hey, don't be all ageist.
In sports, you can be. They have a conspiracy theorist that makes Sam look sane.
Oh.
Who's 42 years old at quarterback.
He's so entertaining, though.
Oh, that guy?
Aaron Rodgers?
He found a job?
Yes.
Oh.
And okay. Guess who their first opponent is? His old team, the Jets.
Yep. That should be fun.
Why does my desire to inquire further about everything make me insane?
I didn't say that you were insane. I said he believes so many conspiracy theories, it makes you look sane.
Right.
I didn't say you were insane.
Okay.
I said you look sane compared to Aaron Rodgers.
It's going to be a great weekend.
Nice shovel.
Very Thank real you. Note, if you are heading out to Columbia for the game this weekend, leave early.
Why?
They started the I-70 expansion project phase three on Tuesday. Dan?
Yes.
What are they doing for the I-70 Phase 3 expansion project?
I have no idea, Sam. Haven't been out there.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, yeah, it is the third project.
You did the story.
Between Blue Springs and Odessa, and they're narrowing the lanes.
Dan?
Both directions.
Yes. Can I help you?
Here, I'll take it from here, Dan. They're narrowing the lanes, and that stretch of highway already absolutely sucks, even when the lanes are the full size.
That's my neck of the woods.
So go ahead and throw in football fans that are driving east, or if it's Sunday, driving west. Just go ahead and allot for an extra hour.
Probably. Pack your patience.
Yeah. Don't be in a hurry.
All right.
It's going to be a cluster.
So game time tonight is at 7 o'clock.
Yes.
In Brazil. It'll be 9 o'clock at night in Brazil, so they're going to be jet-lagged.
No, wait, is that tomorrow or yesterday?
We don't know. We don't know.
Oh, okay.
We believe it's tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
No, we believe it's yesterday. It's confusing.
I know.
When you travel 2 hours into the future.
Mm-hmm. And southeast.
But barely.
Yeah.
Not by a lot.
It's going to be a good game, though.
Looking forward to it.
Get that first win.
By the way, the last two Chiefs-Chargers games, which the Chiefs won, were decided by a combined 9 points. 9 points.
like most Chiefs games. It's usually
in
close.
The last two seasons. You're right.
Yep.
As a fan, it would be nice this year if the Chiefs would, I don't know, score more points and not figure it out the last 3 seconds of the game.
You mean avoid giving Chiefs Kingdom a heart attack every single week?
Exactly.
You know
it
what?
Would be nice. Just put your foot on their neck and go.
As the resident as the resident part-time Chiefs fan, and Scott can, I think, probably echo these sentiments.
As a part-time, I'm a Steelers
right?
fan.
You're Steelers, but you root for the Chiefs, just like I'm a Dolphins fan. I root for the Chiefs unless they're playing my team, right? But that might be, Dan, the most pinkies up playing with house money request I've ever heard. You've been to 5 Super Bowls in a row.
We want more.
I just don't want any stress.
Not 5 in a row.
Five out of six. 5 out of the last 6. But I don't want any stress during the games. I just want to enjoy the Super Bowl run, is what he said.
I just want to know by the time we get to halftime that we've got this one in the bag, baby.
You're absolutely right. It would be very nice.
Oh, man. I would just like to win a playoff game for the first time.
Chance we could go up 48-10 by half.
Just punch them in the neck and kick them somewhere else, and let's go.
Maybe we could spit on them.
Oh, here
no,
we go.
That's too far. You have to be a Dallas Cowboy to do that, I think.
No, you have maybe to be a Philadelphia Eagle.
Oh,
or
is
both?
That what happened?
Both.
Well,
maybe.
A Cowboy first.
There seems to be some confusion as to what occurred last night. Mm-hmm. We were watching live out on the back patio, and to hear Mike. They're trying to figure out what's the commotion. Why is there a flag flying in the air? And Mike Tirico, who's calling the game last night, goes, wait a minute. Did he just spit on Dak Prescott? And I go, no way, because you can't see it in real time. You know, at least on TV you couldn't.
Let's go to the replay.
And Mike Tirico says, and Chris Collinsworth, you know, they were calling the game. And they're like, let's go to the replay. And they slow it down.
Oh, yeah.
And sure as hell, you see a loogie fly out of Jalen Carter's mouth right down.
Right on his jersey.
No, it hit him in the chest and went down his jersey.
Dribbled.
Oh, it was running.
It was dribble. Or spittle, as it's referred to in the story from the New York Post.
He's offensive lineman, and Dak spits down towards the ground, but in the direction of the Eagles with Carter, who had walked over there, and that begins the interaction of the two. Prescott's spit was down. Carter was right face to face and onto his uniform jersey. Carter was kicked out of the game. The official, Brian Neal, the umpire, was standing right there and saw what went down.
So we have reached the level of Spitgate now.
Can everything that is a gate. Controversy stop being a gate?
No.
Swing that one wide open.
Here is the actual quote from Mike Tirico during the game. Whoa, whoa. First of all, I got no idea what he's thinking. And second, this is a massive in terms of the game. He is the best player they have on their defense and about 80% of what we're going to talk about on this broadcast. Because to beat the Philadelphia Eagles, you have to double team Jalen Carter. If you don't, you don't get your offense started. Now you take that one player off the defense that you were going to focus your attention on, and it's almost like Micah Parsons is now gone from the Cowboys. Same impact. Now Jalen Carter is gone.
Yeah. Now, is there anything wrong with spitting in the direction of a player on the ground? I will go ahead and just provide the immediate caveat of, in the video that I just played, you can clearly see Dak Prescott lock eyes with Jalen Carter right after spitting, smile, nod, and say something that I can't repeat on the air. So,
can you give us a hint as to what he says?
No. Wow. Not without getting too close.
It's that offensive.
It involved the F-bomb and come and get it and stuff like that.
Okay.
So Dak started it.
It was very clear that Dak was trying to get into the head of Jalen Carter.
Clearly, he lived rent-free.
That's the difference.
Based on the facial reaction and what was said, but you then have to maintain your cool. You cannot get in his face and spit directly on his chest with an official 4 feet away.
Right. Here, right. Which one of the two is technically assault?
I say the second, right?
One.
Yeah.
Therefore,
absolutely.
there's the verdict.
Absolutely.
You spit on somebody or you spit in someone's direction.
Well, you spit on the field. That's not a violation of the rules.
No.
But you spit on someone, and he clearly did. I mean, let's not pretend that he didn't.
He loaded up.
Yeah, oh, you can see it in the video run down his chest, Dan.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Dan.
Mm-mm.
Reel it in.
Nuh-uh.
You're right, Texan. No one knows exactly what he said, but it did not appear nice.
Well, that's fine, but that doesn't mean you get to spit on someone.
Correct.
And especially right in front of a referee.
And the cameras were right on them.
Anyway, I found it fascinating, and I owe some guy who read me the riot act yesterday on the text line an apology. I said this was going to be a turd of a game.
Really?
Yep. And he's like, shut up, you don't know anything about football. Blah, blah, blah. Well, mind you, I played in high school. I know a little thing or two about football.
Did you
I
think mean, that because of the Micah Parsons trade?
No, not only that, but records from last season.
You thought it would be a blowout for Philadelphia?
I thought Philadelphia at home against a 7-10 team from last year, this is going to be a blowout.
You know what, though? In the NFL, if you look at the divisional opponents, most of the time the division games are a lot tighter than any other game.
So here's what I'm saying. I got this one wrong. I thought it was going to be a blowout. Man, if it wasn't for that storm break that lasted an hour, I would have stayed up and watched the entire thing.
Call that HEV, high entertainment value.
It was.
It really was.
It was a great game.
Now, as for Carter getting kicked out instead of Prescott, it goes back to what we learned as children. Even if your brother throws the first punch, then your mom walks in the room and you throw the punch, who's going to get in trouble?
The second kid. Guy.
You. She saw you throw the punch, dummy.
Bobby Kerr, a.k.a. Bob Jovi, filling in for Dana Wright. Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott. That guy over there is Dan. Here on KMBZ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
So this is a new single just released today. It's called Butterfly, and it's with Zac Brown and Dolly Parton. And as he's doing this duet with her, he has to think to himself, when I was a kid, if you had told me I'd be doing a duet with Dolly Parton when I got older,
it's cool.
I would have told you were out of your ever-living mind. So, Sam, when she starts singing, will you bring it back up, if you don't mind?
I don't know when it happens, but we're going to go ahead and give it a couple seconds here so we don't have to pay for it.
Yeah, we don't want to pay for it. There it is. It dropped this morning.
Now, I am a little bit biased because Zac Brown was one of my first hyper-fixation country artists.
No, I love him.
I got four albums in a row, and back in the days of CD players and my Dodge, I would literally just rotate the album. So I am biased, but I do think that Zac Brown has one of the best voices in country music.
I do, too. Give me just a little bit more, if you would. I don't know who wrote it. I know he writes a lot of his own stuff. That is well written.
She sounds great.
That is well written.
Speaking of music, please. Yes, sir. I've got two grievances today. I forgot about this.
Oh, you got to hear this grievance, Bobby.
Oh, my
God. Hang tight, man. Hang tight.
So I'm gonna give you one of my grievances actually during Festivus Friday, but I got to get this other one out early. So last night I go to the Turnpike Troubadours concert at the Uptown. If you don't know Turnpike Troubadours.
You're a big fan.
I'm a huge fan. Cool. Diamonds and Gasoline, Long Hot Summer Day, 7 and 7. I mean, so many hits. And I thought it was last week. It was last night. Whatever. I get to the show. It is clearly oversold.
He's been waiting outside for a week.
Yeah. I get to the show, and it is clearly oversold. Anybody familiar with the Uptown knows that there's a big ballroom where there are no seats, and then there's probably, I don't know, 30 rows of seats behind the soundboard and everything. And the ballroom was full. The aisles leading up to the seats were full. You had to, like, shimmy through people just to try to get a seat. And we finally get one, and we sit down, and the show is starting. And we're in the opener, and I'm in the middle, so there's a group of four of us. I'm on the far left.
Who's the opener?
American Aquarium.
Oh, yeah.
You heard of them?
My old band, Soulshine, we used to cover a couple of their songs.
Really good.
Yeah, very good.
Really good.
What a terrible name for a band.
I sat there the entire time thinking to myself, why in the world did they choose American Aquarium as their name? I even asked multiple people around me, do you have any idea what American Aquarium means? Nobody had an answer.
That is the dumbest name for a band I've heard since Iron Butterfly.
So we're hanging out, watching American Aquarium. They do a great set. The intermission, Turnpike comes on, and we get through like 5 or 6 songs, and a song pops up that I know and I'm not a huge fan of. I don't dislike it, but, you know, it's not one of them that I really wanted to hear. So I pop out to go grab another bottle of water. And I come back, and all of my friends shuffled left to now put me on the far right. I was like, well, I was in the middle, but this kind of stinks. Now I don't have the greatest view. I had the best view before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then it took about, I don't know, 4.2 seconds before I really realized why they scooted me over. While Dana Wright was not present at the show last night, as far as I know.
She might as well have been.
I was sitting next to her spirit animal.
Ah, love it.
She was screaming every single word of Turnpike Troubadours. And if you're a Turnpike fan, you know that a lot of their singing is nice and low.
Yeah.
You know, you can hear the music better than you can hear the vocals on most of their songs. Oh, I could hear the vocals just fine, but they were not coming from heaven.
Wow. What's the name of this band?
Turnpike Troubadours.
They've been around a long time.
Hang on just a second. Let me jam these guys real quick.
So American Aquarium, real quick, Scott's looking that up. Their band name is from an REM song. So they have, REM has a band or has a song called Perfect Circle, and like the very first verse mentions something about an American aquarium, and
okay,
they just took it straight from that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, because I asked quite a few people last night, and they had no idea.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there.
Every day I'm working on it.
Oh, they're country.
This is probably their second biggest hit.
All right. So, yeah, they're country.
Yeah.
All right.
And they're
keeping it true.
We go through like 5 or 6 songs. I'm doing my best to ignore Miss Screechy next to me. And I'm not doing well. I'm getting annoyed very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And I notice it stops. I'm like, oh my God, thank God. Her voice got tired. She stopped singing. And I look to my right, and she's not there.
Mm.
She went to the bathroom.
Mm.
So for one whole song,
reprieve.
I get pure bliss.
Is that
and then she's back and keeps. How do you scream at the top of your lungs for an hour and 20 minutes?
No. You don't understand. Dana Wright, God love her. She's the sister I never had in my life. Is the only person who could ruin a Paul McCartney concert for me.
The only way that I could enjoy this music was to scream the lyrics louder than she was screaming them, because then I couldn't acknowledge the fact that she was drowning out the singer.
Let me ask you a question.
Fantastic. Because
we're
show,
all
by the way.
Big music fans here. Is that the same type of grievance as people that don't like people who stand up for the duration of a concert or a sporting event? Is this the same category?
So I have a rule. I only stand if I'm not in the front or near the front.
Only stand if like the crowd is also standing.
I only stand up if the people in front of me are standing up.
Okay.
And if the people behind me are still sitting down, that's on you. Because I paid to see the show too.
Mm-hmm.
And if the people in front of me are standing up, I can't see the show if I'm sitting down. So if they stand up, I stand up. When they sit down, I sit down.
And we followed the same protocol. People were sitting for American Aquarium, and then Turnpike came out, and everybody stood up. And so it was just kind of, okay, we're all standing. However, I did have a very short person directly behind me.
And you're not a very short
person. The number of comments.
Define short.
5'1".
Oh.
I mean, like,
So you had a foot and a half on her.
The seats at the back of Uptown are theater style, right? So they're sloped. So this, you know, each row goes up about a half step. And I had to turn around and look down to see her.
That poor
and
woman.
There was probably about 30 different comments about how she couldn't see. And I would just turn around and be like, I'm sorry. I would go stand up there, but look up there.
Why not move her into your seat and then you take hers?
Because she was with a group of people. I was with a group of people. That would have been kind of weird.
Yeah, but it's not like you're having a communication while you're watching the show.
It actually would have been better for me because I would have been one seat further away from Screechy.
I would have made the trade, bro.
By the way, Zach Brown, according to the text line, wrote Butterfly for his kids.
Which makes me appreciate it even more.
Man, they're so good. He is, I think, this kind of generation's Jimmy Buffett. I think
No argument.
If you go to a Jimmy Buffett, if you went to a Jimmy Buffett concert and then you go to a Zach Brown band concert, it's toes. That same vibe, like Parrot Heads. He took the torch of like the beach vibe band.
Yeah.
Sam, why didn't you put the 5'1 on your shoulders?
She didn't look too pleased with the whole situation, as I would imagine anybody would be in that situation.
When you're 5'1 and a 6'4 guy is standing in front of you,
6'5.
Whatever. We're really going to argue over an inch? No, leave it. See, I'm training you guys like I have to train my dog. Leave it. Leave it.
I felt bad. All I could do was say sorry. I've considered getting a custom t-shirt made just for concerts that says on the back, I'm sorry. I know I'm in your way. Please get over it.
That would be hilarious.
Please get over it.
It might be a little much at the end, but.
I mean, there have been multiple times at concerts, actually specifically up the Uptown where people have pushed me.
The Uptown is the only place I've ever been yelled at from somebody behind me.
Yep.
Telling me to sit down or whatever. I can't control that I'm over 6 feet tall, guy.
Right. Bruh.
Okay. We have Festivus Friday coming away right after the 5 o'clock news. The airing of the grievances. It is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Go to Q39KC.com. So this is your Troubadour guys?
This is Turnpike. It's off their new album. You just missed one of the greatest lyrics of all time.
What was the lyric?
I remember the view when you live like we do. Death doesn't leave with the best parts of you.
Huh. Wow.
Leave it all out there.
They write their own stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, Long Hot Summer Day is a cover, but all their new stuff, yeah.
Good. I have seen a trend in country music where the newer acts are getting back to writing their own stuff like Waylon did, like Willie did.
It's the only way to make
like
money.
Merle, like, that's exactly right. Yeah. It is not, you make a lot of money playing in concert, but the real money in music is writing the song.
There's a reason George Strait is still touring. There's a reason he owns a liquor brand and had to diversify his income.
Because
he
George
wasn't
Strait-
making a dime. Every time his songs got played on the radio.
George Strait hasn't written a song of his own since his first record.
Right.
Yep.
And that one didn't sell that well. Every song he has ever sung, somebody else in Nashville wrote. And the real money is writing the song. By the way, the Department of Defense, as of this afternoon, will become the Department of War. There is an executive order being signed this afternoon. I don't know if it has been or not yet.
Kind of. It's kind of the Department of War.
What do you mean?
It's very silly. It's a secondary name.
Because it has to get congressional approval to formally change the name.
So,
but they're allowed, am I correct? They're allowed to call it a secondary name.
Yes. And they're allowed to change letterhead based on that secondary name. However, on paper, it is still the Department of Defense.
Correct.
It's very confusing.
Silly. You're right. It says here it would require congressional approval.
Yep.
Yep.
So it is a secondary name. So is he renaming it? Well, not really.
Well, then that sucks. That stinks.
What does it stink?
Why even bother if it's a secondary name? Either change it or don't.
Because I think he's going to try to change it officially. But in the meantime, he'll just say it like Gulf of America.
Don't you get me started.
that was kind of on purpose.
Don't you get me started on that. Yeah. What were you going to say, Sam?
I was going to say, which is on Google Maps now.
Yes, it is.
Unless you're in another country.
Any other country.
Exactly.
Elon Musk could be in line for a payout of $1 trillion if his electric car company meets a series of extremely aggressive targets over the next 10 years, according to documents released by the company today. Tesla, which is leaning heavily into robotics and AI, said in a regulatory filing today that the package has a dozen share tranches that include awards for Musk if targets ranging from car production to the total value of the company are met over a period of time. If so, he would be worth $1 trillion.
Club of party of one.
Very early in the plan, Tesla would have to reach a market valuation of $2 trillion, achieve 20 million vehicle deliveries. Tesla delivered less than 2 million vehicles in 2024.
Party of one.
I mean, I got to be honest. I've seen a whole lot of new Teslas driving around.
Have you?
Boggles the mind. Yeah. Well, I drive past the one on State Line all the time, and there's always protesters out in front. And right next to the protesters is the exit where people are driving out with their brand new Teslas.
By the way, and I don't mean this because I'm dumb, but I am. This word tranches.
What?
Tranches.
What?
I know. It's mentioned at least twice in this story. I have heard the word tranches mentioned in regular news broadcasts for the last 7 days. Never in my life had I heard the word tranches.
A portion of something?
It is used constantly on CNN and MSNBC.
Portions of a bigger deal is kind of the...
Correct.
So I think it's actually pronounced tranches.
Tranches. I think you're right, actually. Sam, will you put it in the pronouncer, please?
I've already got it pulled up.
Okay.
Tranch.
Okay, you would be wrong. But I've heard people refer to it as a tranche.
Tranch.
A tranche of documents.
Tranch.
And it was all about Jeffrey Epstein. A tranche of documents. Tranch. Okay, I got it. A tranche of...
Tranch.
I haven't been in a fight since I was 16.
A tranche of documents.
A tranche of documents. Okay.
I think it's tranche. Do it again, Sam.
What about the documents?
No,
I don't want to get punched, so I'm not going to do it again.
I don't want to fight you because you'd kick my butt. You're bigger than me. I'm moving on.
Oh my God.
You could tag team with the 5'1" girl from the concert.
The documents? A tranche of documents.
Uh-huh. Tranche.
Related to Jeffrey Epstein were apparently released earlier this week, and I kept hearing that word on CNN as I'm driving home. And Aaron Burnett would always say, I hate the word tranche. It sounds dirty.
It does sound kind of dirty.
It sounds like a name you would call somebody who is rather promiscuous. You're a tranche.
Yeah. Sounds very similar.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong at all.
Oh, yeah, he's a tranche.
In the tranche of those documents, tranche. Did, and I have not, how many tens of thousands of pages I have not looked
95% at? 95% already were publicly available.
Previous release. But what's new? Is it like new flight logs? Is that what?
No, we've had the full flight log since he was arrested.
Captain Encyclopedia, hello?
No, I was just listening, and you're talking about a tranche of documents?
That's right, a tranche.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
A tranche.
I don't know what that means.
That's how they were pronouncing it on CNN.
Oh, well.
A tranche of documents.
We're getting it wrong then.
It's a tranche.
Yeah.
Because CNN is right.
Well, CNN's
the time.
Always right.
Bunch of tranches. Doesn't it sound like a dirty word?
Totally.
No.
Not
like,
really.
Like, don't be a tranche.
But kind of.
I think I'm going to start texting you that. Hey, you were kind of a tranche on the radio today.
Catherine.
Tranch.
Okay, Sam, I've got it. For the eighth time, I got it. It's
from Old French.
Is it now?
Yes. Yeah. From the originally late 15th century, it originated as the word slice.
Lord, take me from this planet.
Stop the world.
It increased in popularity in 2017. Mm-hmm. Why? Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
What do you got there, Scott?
Nice to have old words.
Sad news out of England, speaking of.
Oh.
Catherine, Britain's Duchess of Kent, the wife of a cousin of the late Queen Elizabeth II, who is best known for her long association with the Wimbledon tennis tournament, died today at the age of 92, according to Buckingham Palace. Born Catherine Worsley, she joined the royal family when she married Prince Edward, the Duke of Kent, in 1961, after meeting him 5 years earlier when he was stationed at a military base in northern England. Buckingham Palace says she died peacefully Thursday night at her home in Kensington Palace, surrounded by family. She converted to Roman Catholicism, which is a big no-no in the royal family.
That's a big deal.
Which, by the way, I did not know this. There is a law in England that says if you are a member of the royal family, you cannot be a Roman Catholic.
Basically get excommunicated from the family. Well,
like, I don't know.
Forced to abdicate.
Sounds very freeing.
But you are not allowed to be a Roman Catholic if you are a member of the royal family. I didn't know that.
The queen or king, whoever is in charge, the monarch, they are the head, the titular head of the Church of England. So
it's okay to say that.
No, but it sounds funny.
Grow up.
Dang, Dan, quit being a tranche.
You're such a tranche. Darth Vader's iconic lightsaber from the Star Wars franchise fetched more than $3.6 million when it went up for auction yesterday. It was used by Darth Vader in The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, and it fetched $3.65 million.
Is that as much as you would have guessed?
That's higher than I would have guessed.
Is it?
Yeah.
Even as a big-time Star Wars fan?
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't pay it because I couldn't afford it.
Well, no, but...
The starting bid on the lightsaber was $500,000. Other items on the block were Indiana Jones's whip and Michael Keaton's Batman suit.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No. I am your father.
No! Is that one of the most misheard lines in cinema?
That is correct.
Because everyone says, I am your father.
Luke, yeah. I am your father.
And what does he say?
No, I am your father.
He doesn't say Luke.
That's right. You're right.
Yep.
Huh. Which, by the way, episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back, not to go all Star Wars nerd, is the greatest Star Wars movie of all time. Without question, there is no debate. I won't even field it.
Of all of the Star Wars movies, yes. Yeah. Now.
Isn't that what he just said?
Rogue One.
That's what I just said.
Rogue One.
Is the second best.
Very close behind.
Mm-hmm. But that's a movie. That's a Star Wars movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically Star Wars 3.5.
That's true.
Most, I went to go see Rogue One one time.
Have you ever had a true Star Wars fan argue with that argument?
No.
No, because you won't.
No, Empire Strikes Back's the best one. There is no argument. I would field one if somebody said The Phantom Menace was the best Star Wars movie of all time.
I mean, that's
like Jar Jar should have got an Oscar.
913-586-7798.
Or the kid who played Anakin.
Oh, my God.
Whatever happened to that nerd?
913-586-7798. What Star Wars movie is the best?
Just because you're too young to remember doesn't mean that the three of us don't. Okay? 913-586-7798. But we will go with that.
Jar Jar Binks, what was he really saying?
Miso.
Oh.
No. We have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. The airing of the grievances. Bobby Kerr filling in today for Dana Wright here on KMBZ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What you heard right there was the power of audio. And audio is what we do at Odyssey.
That true crime podcast you spent hours listening to,
we produced that.
That radio station where you discovered your favorite artists,
that's our station.
That weird playlist of bongo music,
we ain't judging. One of our curators made that. Advertise with Odyssey. We can get your message in front of a broad or targeted audience. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, don't forget, 7 o'clock tonight, it is the Chiefs and the Chargers playing down in Brazil. Do we know who the home team is tonight? Not that it matters.
It's the Chargers, isn't it?
I do believe it is the Chargers, but let me double check.
Which is fine by me, so they give up a home game in Brazil.
Yep, Chiefs at Chargers.
Right.
Sweet. They wouldn't give up a home game here at Arrowhead.
Fine by me.
Well, they did last year, didn't they? They had to.
I think it alternates.
Yeah.
Now that I say that, I'm dumb. Don't listen to me.
You are certainly not.
You are not,
not that,
dumb.
Every time I come here, I'm like,
not
man,
very
Sam's
intelligent,
so much smarter
but you're
than
not
me.
Dumb.
Thanks. I love you too.
All right,
jerk.
The bad behavior in Flushing, New York, is not confined to the U.S. Open. A viral video of one man wrestling a baseball away from another in the stands of a Mets game at Citi Field went viral this week on the heels of several bizarre fan interactions at nearby Billie Jean King National Tennis Center.
Can't make it up.
The incident seemed to occur during the 19-9 win over the Marlins on August 29th, with the prize being a Xavier Edwards foul ball off Mets reliever Jose Castillo in the top of the seventh inning. The action in the stands was not well received. Quoting here from Mets analyst and former player Keith Hernandez, guys fighting over a ball? Come on now. Wait a second. Give it to a kid, said play-by-play man Gary Cohen.
So you've got two full-grown adults. Well, actually, you had many more than that.
Apparently, one of them was rather old.
Going after a foul ball, not even a home run.
Yeah,
so not like we're shooting for the stars here. And it just so happened that the guy who got his hands on it first appears—we don't know how old he really is—but appears to be elderly. Before young jerk comes into the picture and rips it out of his hands with a big old grin on his face and goes and sits down.
This is different than also wasn't it also a Mets game? Was it? Earlier in the week, when a guy ripped out, what was this? Ripped the, oh, there was an autograph session, ripped the hat out of the kid's hand.
That was at the U.S. Open.
That was at the tennis, yeah, U.S. Open.
And that guy was a CEO and was put on blast.
Oh, my goodness. So I was at the Royals game on Wednesday. Wednesday night, I take my nephews, who are 13 and 10, to the Royals game. And this is hand to God, first time in my life. And Scott, you know this, I'm a massive baseball guy, right?
I know.
Huge Royals fan.
You go to spring training all the time.
I go to spring training. I go to the Royals fantasy camp and took my nephews to the game on Wednesday night and caught my very first foul ball of my life.
Oh, you've never caught one?
Never caught. I've been to hundreds of Royals games and other games across the country in Major League Baseball stadiums. Never caught one. And I caught one.
Please tell me you gave it to a kid.
I took my nephews, right?
All
so
right.
My point is, I grab it. First of all, it wasn't like I caught it on the fly, kind of.
Did you rip it out of somebody's hands?
This little old lady was so weak, and so I just grabbed it right out of her
hands. Did you punch her in the face?
I did not. The throat, actually. Mm-hmm. No, it bounced in the upper deck, and I said to my nephews, I said, hey, watch the ball. Once it hits a chair, it could come right back down. So it hit a chair in the upper deck, came flying down. I reached out and grabbed it on the fly, handed it to my nephew immediately without thinking. And then it just made me think, you see all this stuff on TV about these adults being total idiots, fighting over a foul ball or fighting over a hat at the US Open. Why would an adult man have so little going on in their life that they feel like that moment, this souvenir encapsulates everything I need to feel like a success?
I hear you. I've got two in my entire life, and I didn't catch them. It was at the same game. Tim Grunhard, who's a friend of mine, invited me to go to a Royals game with him, and he had seats right in the front. This is before they extended the netting. Yep. And so we were right next to the dugout, and two foul balls hit the back wall and just rolled in front of me. And I reached down and I grabbed each one, and immediately, I'm not going to be that guy on TV. I turned around and handed it to the kid behind me.
Closest kid, yeah.
Was that before or after you hip-checked the 90-year-old woman?
It was after.
Okay.
I hip-checked her. I said, get out of my way, you floozy.
Right.
And then I reached over and grabbed the ball.
You tranch.
Yeah.
News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What you heard right there was the power of audio. And audio is what we do at Odyssey. That true crime podcast you spent hours listening to, we produced that. That radio station where you discovered your favorite artists, that's our station. That weird playlist of bongo music, we ain't judging. One of our curators made that. Advertise with Odyssey. We can get your message in front of a broad or targeted audience. Visit ads.odyssey.com.